The less likely it looks that President Bush will achieve a United Nations resolution sanctioning the use of force against Iraq, the more he needs an outsized majority in Congress for a resolution to the same effect.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
The prospects for that look good because no significant peace constituency has emerged among Democratic leaders. Al Gore and Senator Edward Kennedy are conspicuous exceptions. So are three maverick House members who turned up in Iraq to say that Bush was misleading the American people. But the current political atmosphere is not at all like the time of the Vietnam War, when Senator William Fulbright led a vigorous opposition, nor is it like the run-up to the Gulf War, when influential Senator Sam Nunn was among 45 Democrats who voted against war-making authority for President Bush the Elder. Senator Tom Daschle, who was one of the 45, clashed with the president last week over a perceived insult, but he's been cooperative in drafting the Iraq resolution. John Kerry has been little heard from on the issue. Even the dovish Paul Wellstone found himself last week the target of a sit-in by protesters who thought that he'd not been strong enough in opposing military action. The Wall Street Journal says today that the Democrats are haunted and divided by their Vietnam ghosts, and columnist Bob Novak writes that Democratic leaders have blundered badly in not becoming the Peace Party. Why the Democrats sound such an uncertain trumpet is not hard to divine. A Washington Post ABC poll reports that Americans 61-34% favor military action. And although 69% expressed concerns about the economy, only 13% blamed the president for the troubles. Under the circumstances, opposing President Bush on the war issue would be painting a profile in political courage. But profiles in courage seem to be out of fashion. This is Daniel Shore.